You may have heard the story of how a professional sports gambler is destroying records on Jeopardy. Well, Kenny Malone from our Planet Money podcast wants you to consider the victims here. Victims such as Kenny Malone from our Planet Money podcast. Here he is with more.
Something very unusual happened at the very end of James Holzhauer's very first Jeopardy game.
Players, here's your clue.
The Jordan, Bear, and Weber Rivers.
In Final Jeopardy, players write down their response.
James had turned this game into a runaway. Did he get the correct response, though?
Pops the correct answer.
He most certainly did.
But James has written a little extra something.
Happy birthday, Jack. All right.
Jack is James's nephew. That same Jack is also my nephew.
Here, you want to sit down?
Sure. Wait, is this recording?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What? Not yet.
This is Jack and Scarlett. They have exactly two uncles, me on their mom's side and Uncle Jamie on their dad's side. And it has become irrationally important to me that they think I am the cooler uncle. This recording is before Jeopardy, and it was the moment I was convinced I had won. Jack and Scarlett were visiting me in New York. I let them play video games. I had just taken them to the Harry Potter Broadway play, and now I'd gotten them into a real NPR studio.
Hello. So, Jack, do you have any hobbies?
I like playing Minecraft and watching Uncle Kenny play Zelda.
Watching Uncle Kenny play Zelda. 2 months later, James shows up on Jeopardy.
Happy birthday, Jack. All right. And your wager will add 3268, taking...
James wagered 3268, March 26th, 2008, Jack's birthday. James and I share four nieces and nephews in total.
Yes, and happy birthday, Pete. Is that going to be...
And happy birthday, we're down to Katie now.
He would get to each of them at least once.
Happy birthday, Scarlett, again.
How good's your memory on what the answer actually was?
The first episode, the answer was Great Salt Lake.
Yeah, and then you wrote...
I wrote Happy Birthday, Jack.
This is James Holzhauer, and for some reason I felt compelled to share with him my less cool uncle feelings.
I will tell you, I went to go visit the kids the week before I was on Jeopardy, and they still accidentally referred to me as Uncle Kenny a good 20% of the time, so I think you're doing just okay.
Of course, that was before Jeopardy, but uncle stuff aside, James is doing something amazing on Jeopardy. First of all, he's an ace at buzzing in first. His trivia knowledge is absurdly broad, but the thing James is exploiting to win record amounts of money is this preposterously good deal built into Jeopardy. Each game has three hidden daily doubles that let a player make a wager. Bet $10,000, and if you get it right, you win $10,000.
And that has like a name in gambling parlance, right?
Yeah, we call it an even money proposition when you get paid the same amounts for winning as you will lose for losing.
At a casino, you'll see even money payouts for things where players will be correct about half the time. Think about a daily double. It pays out even money, but players like James are going to be right way more than half the time.
You know, I think that I have to be over 80%, so if I found an opportunity like that in my work, I would bet as much as the sportsbook would let me.
And so it just makes sense to James to bet huge amounts of money on daily doubles, which is why he is winning record amounts of money on Jeopardy.
No, I didn't see anything. Don't tell me anything.
Hey.
Hold on.
I've started FaceTiming with my sister, brother-in-law, and the kids during Jeopardy, and it is sincerely the best part of James's run. Although, it does occasionally just turn into Uncle Jamie is awesome
hey,
stories.
Scarlett was telling me about how her substitute today.
Oh, wait, you don't have me.
Scarlett's substitute teacher told a kid he should go on Jeopardy like that James guy.
Oh, yeah, that's my uncle. Well, my surprise.
That's the three-year-old.
What's her turn mean? Oh my God.
James will be back on Jeopardy Monday, and as of this writing, he has won 22 straight games and nearly $1.7 million. He holds the top 12 highest single game scores. And look, Jack, Scarlett, Pete, and Katie, if you're listening, I do not have tens of thousands of dollars with which to wager your birthdays, but I can do this. Happy birthday from Uncle Kenny Malone, NPR News.